Palmer, St. Helena, California, February 21, 1907. Brother Palmer, we have a great work to do in the year that is before us. Those who advance and prepare themselves for the work of God will have precious light to guide them, and the perplexities they meet in the experiences connected with the closing of this earth's history need not cause them to lose their bearings. All who engage in a work of reform will be assailed by the enemies of truth. In the past, in connection with the work of the third angel's message, those who have engaged in the work of establishing sanitariums, schools, or other institutions of reform have had to meet obstacles and adversities. Just now the enemy will work with great power to pervert the understanding of men. Men who refuse to be converted and come into line and use their capabilities to advance the work on Bible principles will set up their own ideas, follow their own devisings, retain their own erroneous suppositions, and work to create disunion and lead souls from the true path. This we have seen illustrated in the experience of some at Battle Creek. In times past, I have encouraged the work of selling Dr. Kellogg's medical books. But the time has now come when I must encourage our canvassers to give their time and energies to the circulation of publications that are giving the trumpet a certain sound. Shall not all who believe in the soon coming of Christ rather give their influence in behalf of the circulation of books containing Bible truth for this time? We must come on a high platform of labor. A world is to be warned, and we need for this great work all the capabilities and talents of our canvassers. They should help to bear their testimony in behalf of present truth. We need many more canvassers, not to sell books containing fables, but books that are filled with the truth of God. We cannot as a people afford to increase the circulation of publications that work counter to the truth we should be teaching. We cannot afford to spend our time and talents in the employ of men who are working to make of none effect the truths that have made us a peculiar people, truths to which we have held for over 50 years. I am often warned of the importance of faithfulness on the part of our people in proclaiming to the world the messages that God has entrusted to them, that a people may be prepared for the great closing up of this earth's history. We have an extensive line of literature that should come before the people of the world. The time has come when our people should understand that it is not profitable for them to spend their time and talents in selling the medical works into which the author is weaving dangerous spiritual sophistries. It has been presented to me that in selling Dr. Kellogg's books, we are helping to advance his work and to give him greater publicity. Can we afford to have a part in building up for him a notoriety that will help him to scatter broadcast the seductive heresies found in the book Living Temple? Health books have their place in the work, and books will be prepared by men who are not at war with the foundation principles of our message. The ability of our people to circulate literature is a precious talent for which we shall be held accountable. We are not to do a work that will bring in a revenue for persons who have departed from the faith and who are working counter to God's appointed ministry. Various ones will offer flattering inducements for agents to circulate their books. Let our people be on guard. A portion of the revenue derived from the circulation of the books handled by our canvassers should be used in strengthening the work of our publishing houses. Instead of engaging in a work that will place money in the hands of those engaged in a work of opposition, let our book agents give their attention to the books that are filled with the gospel message for this time, the gospel that will prepare a people to meet their God.